From Mondakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, today we've got an incredible program here for you for the next couple of hours. An incredible lineup of guests that are going to join us for this show. This is our annual radiothon benefiting the Montana-based Warriors in Quiet Waters. Some of the guests that are going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour of the show, we've got Sean Titchener, who's going to join us, an Army veteran who went through a new hunting program that's a part of Warriors in Quiet Waters. He's also volunteered as a dad in the program. That's the moms and dads help out in the kitchen. They help provide all the meals for the veterans going through Warriors in Quiet Waters. And then after that, Pat McCauley. Great guy. I actually got to meet Pat McCauley at I think a meeting that we had last year or the year before. Incredible background. In fact, I just ran into Pat McCauley at the airport in Kalispell about a month or so ago. Pat McCauley is a retired command sergeant major, an incredible special operations background. In fact, at one point, he was the command sergeant major for all of U.S. SOCOM, United States Special Operations Command, lives in the Flathead Valley now, and he is on the board of directors for Warriors in Quiet Waters. But, yeah, so for those who don't know, being the top command sergeant major for Special Operations Command basically means you are the senior enlisted for SOCOM, for all of Special Operations, overseeing all the Navy SEALs, the Air Force Special Operations, Marine Special Operations, the Green Berets, everybody in the Special Operations community. And so, yeah, it's going to be great to catch up with Pat McCauley. Plus, we've got a couple of the fishing guides for Warriors in Quiet Waters that are going to join us as well. In fact, one of the fishing guides is a Green Beret veteran, Sean Gifford. Who lives in Three Forks. Great guy. So that's what's coming up next hour of the show. We got some great guests this hour of the program with you here as well as we do our annual Warriors in Quiet Waters radiothon. But, you know, imagine trading the echoes of combat for the gentle rush of a Montana stream. That's the gift that Warriors in Quiet Waters gives to post 9/11 veterans and their families. World-class fly fishing experiences, and now they've got this Built for More program, and they're doing some hunting programs as well. It's about rebuilding that camaraderie, restoring this sense of identity and purpose, and sparking post-traumatic growth. So welcome to this annual Warriors in Quiet Waters Radiothon. We've got a great lineup for you here throughout the morning. If you can give, just go right to warriorsinquietwaters.org. Again, that's warriorsinquietwaters.org. Or you can call their team right now, 406-585-9793. Again, warriorsinquietwaters.org, or give them a call, 406-585-9793. I think coming up, our first guest this hour of this show is a Navy veteran. I mentioned how they have fishing programs, they have hunting programs. Well, they also have an outdoor photography program. That's what this Navy veteran went through. We're going to talk with Blaine Hollum coming up here right after this first break right here with Montana Talks. And then we're going to talk about some other cool Montana businesses that are also stepping up to show their support for Warriors in Quiet Waters as well. So quick break, back with our radiothon right after this.
It's December 17th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is Wright Brothers Day, celebrating the beginning of flight. Two brothers from Ohio, Orville and Wilbur Wright. The Wright Flyer was the first aircraft that was patented in the United States. Australia experiences its hottest day ever in 2019, with the average temperature 104 degrees Fahrenheit across the country. Angela Merkel is elected Chancellor of Germany for a third term in 2013. Also on this day, in 1538, Pope Paul II excommunicates King Henry VIII of England. Born Jorge Bergoglio on this day in 1936 in Buenos Aires, Argentina, the leader of the Catholic Church, Pope Francis.
Bambino è nato per noi. Ci è stato dato un figlio.
Elected March 13th of 2013, the first pontiff from Latin America, the first Jesuit, and the first to call himself Francis. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. those jelly heads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, it's great to have now with us here on Montana Talks. Blaine Hollum is joining us. He's a Navy veteran, lives in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, actually grew up in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, was a Navy CB, and has gotten to go through Warriors in Quiet Waters here in Montana. Blaine, thanks for being with us, and thanks for your service.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, I'll tell you, you probably felt right at home when you showed up in the Bozeman area, showing up for Warriors in Quiet Waters. If you grew up in Idaho, what was it like showing up for the first time at Warriors in Quiet Waters?
Honestly, when you show up to the ranch, there's no way to describe the feeling. It's a special feeling that I think all of us have a different feeling of. I mean, I grew up around mountains and trees, but the bridges and that scenery over there is just spectacular.
Yeah. And tell us about what you did in the Navy. I mentioned you're a Navy CB, and, you know, as an Army guy, man, I'll tell you what, you know, the Navy CBs and the capability they bring on the ground is remarkable. Most people think of Navy folks being out on the water, out on a boat, out on a ship, but you CBs have been right in the thick of it during the War on Terror.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because if you talk to CBs, they usually never say they were in the Navy. They always say they were just CBs. Because I think people just associate the Navy with ships the whole time. And in 6.5 years of the Navy, I don't think I ever saw a ship once. So, you know, we're just kind of one of those battalions that we're always on the ground. We deal with a lot of convoy security. We deal with a lot of just other things like having bulldozer teams out there dozing, you know, fields down for like the good of the mission and stuff like that. So we're never on ships, really.
So, you know, a lot of our listeners that are very familiar with Warriors in Quiet Waters, you know, maybe they've volunteered or they've heard about it on the radio show or they've heard, you know, other veterans who've gone through the program, you know, they're familiar with the fly fishing angle, you know, because the program all got started because, you know, Eric Hastings, when he came home from Vietnam, he, for him personally, he saw how beneficial fly fishing was for him in coming back home from Vietnam. And so as he started to see his fellow Marines, you know, coming back wounded from Iraq in the very early days of the Iraq War, he said, we got to get these guys out fly fishing. And that's how the whole thing got started. But now they're doing hunting programs. They've got the fly fishing programs. They've got the whole Built for More program that's built into all of it. But on top of that, they're also doing a photography experience. And I understand that's what you got to take part in.
Yeah, mine's kind of unique because I actually went through the fly fishing experience first. I think it was the first year they were doing the Built for More as a fly fishing program, changing the program into that Built for More, I believe. And so when I took photography, it was actually an alumni program. And they only took 3 photographers that year into the program. And I just so happened to get it. And yeah, it's one of those experiences where right now I'm actually taking a photography class at the University of Colorado Christian University. And to be honest, the week that I spent at Warriors in Quiet Waters with the trainers that were there, the mentors, I got more training in that 1 week than I think you'll probably get in a year of college of photography.
Wow. How fun is it too? You know, because I know when I got a chance to volunteer one summer and I'm just, you know, tagging along, trying to help gear with, you know, one of the warriors that was going, you know, that was out there doing the fly fishing and had a guide with him the whole step of the way, of course, as well. Yeah, it's like all of a sudden you pop around a corner and then you just barely notice the photographer kind of standing back, you know, hiding in the grass, getting some incredible photographs. What's it like for you tagging along on these fly fishing experiences as the photographer?
It's probably one of the more rewarding things I've ever felt in life, to be honest. And, you know, every photographer is a little different. So Mike McLeod is like the main photographer and he kind of runs that program. Well, he's the type that kind of likes to stay back and either you will never notice him. You'll just get tons of amazing photos. Whereas I'm a little different. I feel like I kind of connect with the Warriors a little bit more than anyone else. So when I go up, I kind of introduce myself to the subjects and everything like that. And I just kind of get really comfortable with the Warriors. So in my photos, you'll see a lot more smiles in it. Just cause I feel like they're all comfortable. And by that time it's probably one of the coolest experiences you can ever have as a photographer is shooting a Warriors in Quiet Waters FX or an event.
Well, and especially for, like, you know, post 9/11 veterans, I could see why a lot of them would be very leery of cameras, you know, thinking that there might be media out there and they don't want to be in the media. They don't want to, you know, they're so conditioned to think about operational security. But now when you're like, oh, no, this is just one of our fellow veterans out here getting some great photos of the fishing trip. It probably just is a whole different, it just brings up a whole different mindset altogether.
Yeah, and like, you know, I kind of explain to them, like, these photos are for you. You know, they're not for me. So when I take them, like, we get them uploaded onto a gallery pretty quick that night. So while they're at the ranch, they're able to send these photos back to their families and show them, like, this is what I'm doing this week, every day. This is what I did today. And when I went through the fly fishing program, that's what I loved most is I was able to download these photos and, like, send them back to my family and, like, show them, like, how cool is this? Like,
that's incredible.
Who gets to do this?
Yeah, and so for those of you that follow Warriors in Quiet Waters on their social media pages and you're seeing these incredible photos, whether it's hunting, fly fishing, whatever, many of those photos are taken by their fellow veterans going through these programs. All right. Hey, hold that thought. Blaine Hollum, if you can, stick with us. We'll come back to you right after this quick break right here on Montana Talks.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
By the way, this, you know, holiday season, Christmas time, as we head into the new year, I want to just give a special shout out to our Gold Star families out there. I know this can be a tough time for a lot of the Gold Star families out there that are thinking about, you know, their fallen loved ones and the people that aren't able to join them for this holiday season or aren't able to join them for this new year. In fact, I was chatting off air with Blaine Hollum here. You know, he's a Navy CB veteran, and when I saw that he's a CB veteran, the first thing that came to mind was the name Chuck Compa. Chuck Compa, who gave his life for this country, a Montanan who gave his life for this country in Al Anbar province, Iraq, back in 2006, 19 years ago. I was in Anbar province 20 years ago, and so I remember the news of his passing. And I know there's a lot of folks all across Montana that remember him as well. And I think Blaine Hollum was telling me that they served in the same battalion. And so anyway, just want to give a special shout out there to our Gold Star families in particular. Blaine Hollum, yeah, talk about, well, first off, what do you want to tell folks across Montana before I get to our next guest here? And yeah, I guess just talk about how cool it is that these Warriors who go through this program are able to have just these incredible high quality photographs waiting for them at the conclusion of the event.
Yeah. Well, just like I said, you know, on the gallery, they're able to get these photos for free and download them. And what was that?
Oh, go ahead. Sorry. I think you could hear me pressing a couple of buttons there on my board. Sorry about that. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, no, they're able to get all these photos for free, and they stay on the gallery forever, you know, for the most part. And I think it adds a lot to the experience so that they're able to share that moment with their families, extended families, and, you know, they're able to always go back and view those memories and remember the times that they had with their fellow Warriors when they go through this program. You know, some of my best friends now I've met through Warriors in Quiet Waters, and even the staff at Warriors in Quiet Waters, they become your extended, you know, second family, to be honest. And I look forward to every time I get to go shoot an event with them, if it's Salute to Service or if it's Warrior Taste Fest, which are two amazing events that I've shot for them. You know, but other than that, I remember going through and feeling empty. And when I got through the program, I felt like there was a purpose for me out there. And I never thought it would have been photography in a million years, but here I am. I'm a photographer now, and I'm obsessed with light, and I never thought that would ever happen in my life.
F-stops, apertures. It's like a foreign language to a lot of us out there. Well, Blaine Holland, thanks for your service. Thanks for continuing to support your fellow veterans by supporting Warriors in Quiet Waters as well. Appreciate you joining us here on Montana Talks.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Okay, I'm going to work to get our next caller on the phone lines here. We got Josh Allen with the Montana Dog Food Company, which gives a portion of their proceeds back to Warriors in Quiet Waters. So I'm going to give him a call here because just for whatever reason, we couldn't transfer him in through our system here this morning. So I may just end up taking it live here. So, yeah, Josh Allen, do I have you with us on the phone lines now?
Yeah, Aaron, hello. Good morning.
Hey, good. Yeah, I was looking down this rundown of guests that Warriors in Quiet Waters put together for us, and I was like, oh, Josh Allen, the Montana Dog Food Company. I know Josh. This is great. It's great to have you on the show.
Yeah, great talking with you, Aaron. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Now, do I remember right? You guys were the founders of DOG, right? The really cool pet stores that people will see across Montana, right?
Yeah, we were originally. My wife Holly and I, we founded those, you know, 15 years ago and gave it a good run. Eventually that business got acquired, and so now we're running strong still in the pet industry with Montana Dog Food Company.
Well, I tell you what, our dog loves your Montana dog food. I mean, she gets the zoomies. She'll be like spinning around in circles when she sees that bag of the Montana Dog Food Company dog food. But it's really cool that you guys are taking a portion of your proceeds and giving right back. I know you're in Bozeman. How cool is it to be able to donate right back to an incredible organization right there in the Gallatin Valley?
Yeah, you know, we feel really fortunate just to be in a spot where we can give back to an organization that's doing such great things like Warriors in Quiet Waters is. And, you know, there's a dog component to this too. And so it fits really good with our brand. You know, we like to give back in general, but the fact that these Warriors, a lot of them have, you know, either a dedicated formal service dog or just a pet that is a companion, you know, we're happy to help out the Warriors and their dogs kind of at the same time.
And the outdoor connection, too, and celebrating the outdoors. How many people, that's one of their favorite things to do with their dogs, is get outdoors or get out hunting with their bird dogs or get out on the trails running with their dogs or whatever.
Yeah, and that's kind of what our brand is based on, is having a really high-quality fuel for those pups that are, you know, whether they're just a couch potato or it's a walk around the block or it's a really active outdoor dog. You know, we believe in keeping them as healthy as possible with good nutrition.
Tell our listeners across the state about the Montana Dog Food Company itself, about the product, about the business.
Yeah, so we've got a simple line of products that's freeze-dried meals and treats, so three flavors of complete and balanced dog food that could be fed, you know, on its own as the main diet for the dog. It is freeze-dried, so it's lightweight, packable. It's great for backpacking, camping, traveling in general. Most of our customers use it as a topper to the kibble, where they take a portion of the kibble away, add some of our product, and it kind of increases the nutritional value of the bowl. So three flavors of the meals, and then six flavors of single ingredient treats. So they're all freeze-dried. They're all made in the U.S. with really high quality ingredients and just a good additive to any dog's nutrition.
One of the things I love about Warriors in Quiet Waters and talking with their CEO, Brian Gilman, who grew up in Butte who eventually retired as a Marine Corps colonel, has background in special operations, is their Built for More program. They're really focused on helping these veterans succeed and finding that new mission, that new identity, that new sense of purpose. For you as a successful, entrepreneur, you've had a, very successful business background. I'm sure, selling one company, maybe that old company was a big part of your identity, and it's hard to kind of let that go. But then you launch something else that's successful. I guess just talk about what made you successful and what, what you would impart upon, the veterans in particular.
Yeah, I think, there's a number of things that I could answer that with, but I think just having, kind of a greater purpose, whether that's a faith component to your life or just a general, I want to add value to people or to communities, I think is important for a lot of people. And I think we have that, and whether it was DOG or Montana Dog Food, I would just kind of wake up each day trying to make the world a better place in small ways. And we're thankful that we can leverage this business to help, with Warriors and Quiet Waters and the great work that they're doing for these veterans and their dogs that are by their side.
That's such a good point. That's why I love the Built for More concept that's integrated into Warriors and Quiet Waters, because it's got to be about something more in life than just the job or the work that you do or the team that you were on or the unit that you were in, right?
Yeah, 100% agreed.
Well, and then the outdoors, there's just something about getting outdoors, getting out on the water, getting out on a hike, part of that hunting trip or something like that. There's just something that's a spiritual component to that as well.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, in today's world, our dogs are often treated like family members or better. And so, the your hunting buddy or your hiking buddy, that's your four-legged buddy, is usually there with you too.
It's funny that you mentioned that. I dropped into the gym yesterday, and it's really cool. There's this guy's got monster, massive muscles, and he's on the treadmill, and his service dog is on the treadmill next to him, walking. He's the dog's on one treadmill, and he's on the other. I get such a kick out of that.
That's great.
Well, Josh Allen, how can folks get your products, get the Montana Dog Food Company dog food, and any tips or recommendations in terms of, subscription services or anything like that?
Yeah, we do have some available at some retail outlets across the state. Most of the Murdochs have them, and then some local, boutique stores that are in each town. And then we sell a lot of stuff, too, just through our website, which is montanadogfood.com. There's one-off purchase available there. Subscription is the easiest. That way it shows up each month and you don't have to remember it. We do have a little holiday sale going on right now. You can order through today and have it shipped to you in time for Christmas. So it's 25% off on the website and free shipping. So wanted to make sure your listeners knew about that too.
Very cool. And then a portion of those proceeds go right back to Warriors and Quiet Waters. You can give direct as well. Go to warriorsandquietwaters.org, warriorsandquietwaters.org. Josh Allen, thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron. Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Tell your family hello. Great to catch up with you. Hey, we talked about dog food. What about people food? What about food for you? Well, let me tell you about some good Montana beef from Reminisce Angus Ranch in Dillon, Montana. I'll tell you what, I've had the Reminisce Angus Ranch beef products delivered straight to my house. If you're looking for some Montana steaks, if you're looking for some Montana ground beef, or if you're looking for some Montana beef jerky, you're going to taste why Reminisce Angus Ranch delivers some of the finest quality regeneratively grown beef anywhere. You've probably heard some of my conversations with Brian Massard from Reminisce Angus Ranch and how they've been partnering with N-Soil Algae and what he's been seeing that do on his ranch. Really cool story. Always great to get updates with Brian Massard. But yeah, if you want to, you can check out some of their products. You'll see them in some of the town and country stores. You can see their jerky in some of the town pump locations across the state as well. Or just go right to Reminisce Angus Ranch in Dillon. REMAngus.com, REMAngus.com for Reminisce Angus Ranch. Okay, quick break here on Montana Talks. Who do we got coming up next? Oh, yeah, another incredible veteran joining us on the show, Chris Oliver, Marine Corps veteran.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, we are jumping right into it here. In fact, it was fun catching up with Chris Oliver during the break here. Chris Oliver, I tell you, I've had the honor of serving on the National Advisory Board for Warriors in Quiet Waters. And Chris, I love being on an advisory board. I don't want to be on an official board. I like being on the advisory board because then, you know, you can help out, or at least try to help out, right? You can come up with ideas and then hopefully try to be helpful in implementing those ideas. But you're not really responsible for anything, right? The actual board guys, they're responsible for stuff. And I'm not very responsible, so...
Yeah. Kind of like being a favorite uncle. You get to give the kid back at some point.
That's right. All right, here you go. I chalked them full of candy and got them all whipped up to into frenzy. You have them. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you know, I joke, but, like, no, seriously, like, what I've seen firsthand and heard from other folks who are on the advisory board or on the board is Chris Oliver is not only a Marine Corps veteran, right, who's been there, done it as a veteran, who's been in the fight, but just one of just the wisest board members helping to steer the organization over the years as well. You were on the actual board, and now you're on the National Advisory Board, but you've also gone through the programs yourself as well. What do you want to tell people across Montana about Warriors in Quiet Waters during our annual radiothon today?
Yeah, so I got involved with the organization back when I was still on active duty, and back then it was just a fishing organization or veteran services organization, and I'm a lifelong fly fisherman and love Montana, and so I got involved with them then and continued that after I got out of the Marine Corps, and through all the VSOs that I've been able to work with over the years, the impact that Warriors in Quiet Waters has and continues to have on veterans is really second to none. They really go in deep on veterans and their issues, and it's not just a one and done with the veterans. They maintain, as the CEO Brian Gilman likes to say, a soft touch. It's kind of constant, whether it's a check-in, whether it's to bring them back out to, you know, be a team leader, an assistant team leader, or to be a mentor. It's really a lifelong commitment to the veterans so that the veterans aren't stuck in a negative feedback loop and can get out of whatever it is that they're in and really progress at having a great future. And it's very unique. It's a unique mindset with Warriors in Quiet Waters, and it's something I'm honored to be a part of.
Yeah, Chris Oliver, I'm looking here at the Warriors in Quiet Waters website. Former major in the Marine Corps, graduate of the United States Naval Academy, designated as a naval aviator, flying the CH-53E Super Stallion helicopter, serving three tours in Iraq, accumulating nearly 1,000 combat hours. What was it like on your deployments?
You get into a grind where you just put your head down and you just go about the day-to-day operations. In each deployment is different, so it's really hard to say, you know, all deployments, you know, were the same. But, for me, being in a squadron, you know, it was you had a group of guys that you could rely on and lean on and BS with and, relieve some of the stress. And, you know, there was a lot of stress, and so it was really – just, going through the day-to-day stuff with your guys that, as you look back over the, the many years ago now from the deployments, that's what really sticks out is what I remember about the deployments. And you know, for me, and as well as I think a lot of guys that get out, once you get out, you kind of lose that sense of belonging, you know, your tribe, if you will. And so, you know, that was one of the things that I was really, you know, Warriors and Quiet Waters really helped me with, is the guys that I went through my experience with, I still keep in touch with. And it's like, you know, you have a new brotherhood that you can lean on. And, you know, you're all kind of going through some of the same things, whether it's being a new father or a new job or, you know, dealing with not being in the military anymore. And so, for me, that was one of the great things about going through the program is, and it wasn't just the guys I went through the program with, is the guys at the, foundation that I can still talk to. And so, for me, that was one of the great things, one of the benefits of going through the program and being associated with this organization.
Yeah. You kind of, I mentioned, you know, not only were you successful, you know, in the military, but also successful in the private sector afterwards as well. You kind of, you know, split your time a little bit. You go back and forth between Austin, Texas, and Big Sky, Montana. I feel like Texas and Montana, we, you know, two great states. It's just the other end of the cattle drive, right? That's right. You go to Eastern Montana, and there's all these Texan names on all these roads and in the back roads in particular. You know, it's because of that. You know, the other end of the cattle drive type of history, but you also know the history of Big Sky, Montana, and how Big Sky and Bozeman has changed over the past several years in particular. And, you know, a lot of people in the Valley are like, oh, Big Sky, that, you know, but I tell you what, there are some incredible patriots in Big Sky, people like you and so many others that do so much to step up for our post 9/11 veterans in a major way. You know, I think about the Lone Mountain Ranch and Paul Macaricci and his crew there. I mean, so many incredible patriots up there, not just in the business community, but people that live up there, whether full-time or part-time. There are some incredible patriots up there.
There sure are. And, you know, you mentioned Paul Macaricci and Lone Mountain Ranch, and, you know, what he's done for the organization has been fantastic. And, you know, I give a shout out to Mark Mummer as well, who's a friend of mine and is up in Big Sky and has really helped out with the Hunt for Purpose. And, you know, it's people do like to you know, Big Sky's changed a lot, but I think the core people that are there are patriots. And, you know, whatever side of the political spectrum they fall on doesn't really matter. They still fly that flag in front of their house. And, you know, love organizations like Warriors and Quiet Waters and do so much to support us. And, you know, it's greatly appreciated. And, you know, it's such a beautiful country up there. And, I couldn't not spend time in the mountains. You know, over the years, I've discovered the mountains are my happy place. And, you know, I spend part of the winter, part of the summer, just because it's, you know, two vastly different times to be there, but they're just so beautiful both times.
And I'm with you on that. You know, when I first came home from Ramadi, Iraq, back in 2006, the first place I went towards was Glacier National Park, and you get to the top of the Going of the Sun in Logan Pass. I mean, it was like, you know, talk about a spiritual welcoming home. That it's the mountains where I find it, and the lakes and the rivers.
Yep, absolutely. And
the prairie too, frankly.
That's one of the things that I love about this organization is that, you know, they want you to be outside and doing the nature recovery and, you know, walk around on the grass with your bare feet kind of stuff. And it's, you know, it really does. It connects you back to what's important in this world as a foundation for your life. And, you know, Montana it's really, I don't think you can beat it.
That's right.
Anything like that.
And luckily, we're just talking to fellow Montanans right now, so don't tell anybody else anywhere else across the country about that. But, well, fellow veterans are okay. Veterans are okay. But,
yes.
But yeah. OPSEC, right? Operational Security, when it comes to promoting Montana. All right. Well, Chris Oliver, it's an honor to catch up with you. Thanks for all you do, and thanks for your continued leadership. Anything else you want to tell folks across Montana?
You know, it was great to catch up with you, Aaron. And the thing I would say is, if you're curious about Warriors and Quiet Waters, or if you're looking to, you know, put some money where it'll do the most good, I really encourage you to look at the website to You know, call them if you got questions, because there's nothing that they love more than talking about the organization, because it's so easy to do. They do such great work. I'm living proof of it. And, you know, it's just, it's such a great organization. I really can't say enough about it.
That's right. Yeah. You can call them right now, 406-585-9793. If you want to just find out more about the organization, or especially if you can contribute here before in the end of the year or at the start of the year, or just go to warriorsinquietwaters.org. Chris Oliver, great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for your time and your continued service. Yeah. And by the way, we also have a $10,000 matching gift from the McGregor Company, $10,000 matching gift from the McGregor Company. So whatever you can donate today, there's going to be a $10,000 match to it. So that's incredible. All right, another great guest coming up right after this.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the shooting in this particular case that took place in Bondi was cold-blooded murder. I didn't hear that at the press conference. Now, in August, Netanyahu had told the Australian Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, that in a letter that the Australian government's policies were promoting and encouraging anti-Semitism in Australia. The Prime Minister said your call for a Palestinian state basically pours fuel on the anti-Semitic fire and rewards Hamas terrorism. It emboldens those that menace Australian Jews. It encourages the Jew hatred now stalking your streets. And, of course, the Prime Minister, even after this incident, has done nothing.
The Conservative Underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, as a consumer, you carry the success or the failure of businesses in the palm of your hand. Now, their success depends on your decision to spend money with them or with their competitor. Well, my friends at Pure Talk, they would like to say thank you from the bottom of their hearts for choosing Pure Talk for your wireless needs like I do. And because of you, they had a record-breaking year. And because of your generosity through their Roundup for Charity program, they have now been able to donate over $500,000 to America's Warrior Partnership that stands on the front lines in helping to prevent veteran suicide. And your patronage has allowed Pure Talk to donate 1,000 hand-sewn, made-in-America flags for your fellow veterans. And when you choose Pure Talk as your wireless provider, you choose to support American jobs. And with the money that the big wireless guys throw around on advertising, you are inundated with offers everywhere you look. So for everyone in the Pure Talk family, thank you for your trust. And God bless America.
Fox rocks.
I'm Monica DeLuca. Mariah Carey is confirmed to be performing during the opening ceremony for the upcoming Milan Cortina Winter Olympics. Mariah is the first American star named to perform in the February 6th ceremony at the Italian soccer stadium. The organizing committee announcing, quote, Mariah Carey fully represents the emotional atmosphere that accompanies the run-up to the games. Internationally acclaimed Italian ballet star Roberto Bolle will headline the closing ceremony on February 22nd. R&B, soul, and funk singer-songwriter Carl Carlton has died at the age of 72. He's best known for his 1981 classic, She's a Bad Mamma Jamma, which earned him a Grammy nomination and went on to live forever in pop culture in movies like Miss Congeniality 2 and TV shows like Friends. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Our Warriors in Quiet Waters Radiothon continues. You know, I tell you, one of the cool things when you get out there and you see these warriors in action with Warriors in Quiet Waters, and especially out there fishing, is you get to see all the cool gear that they are gifted thanks to your generous donations. And, of course, when it comes to fly fishing, it doesn't get any cooler than Sims, Montana's own Sims fishing products. Diane Bristol is now with us. She is on the board of directors for Warriors in Quiet Waters, but she recently retired, where she was the vice president for culture and community at Sims. Diane, great to have you on the show. Yeah, talk culture and community. And you know, from your perspective, how important Warriors in Quiet Waters is.
Good morning, Aaron, and thank you for having me this morning. It was really spectacular to be involved with the foundation since its inception. Retired Colonel Eric Hastings, also co-founder of WQW, approached Sims in 2007 when he came up with the idea, and he also saw the close relationship between serving warriors who had served our country and a Montana-based organization that really believed that being out on the water could be not only healing, but also a connection to community, a connection to people around you, conservation, supporting the things that are important to us. So being able to support the foundation by providing gear to the warriors as they came through the program and sending them off with that gear so that they can continue to enjoy the activity wherever they are was just a great connection and wonderful for students, and continue to support WQW to this day.
I remember a few years ago, I got to go see where you guys hand stitch your own waders there with Sims right at Four Corners. And I think about that right now is, for those veterans that are getting these, these Sims products, and you think about something that was hand stitched right here in the very area where you're fishing right now. And because that's what it's really all about, is trying to bring back that connection to the land, that connection to the people, that connection with your family, that connection with your brothers and your sisters.
That's right. And the people that are making Sims waders care so deeply both about what they're making, the product they're making. They understand the value that it brings to the people that are wearing it. But also when they were able to understand the gift to the warriors and the contribution that would mean to them, it's just been such a special experience for them as well.
What have you enjoyed the most personally through being involved with Warriors in Quiet Waters?
Oh, gosh, there's so many facets of it that I have gained value. I served as a volunteer. Serving on the board certainly helps me to understand the makings of every single event that the Warriors go through, getting to know the staff who are so committed. They have such a can-do, Warriors-first attitude. And they're not building resumes. They're there for a reason, and it's about the Warriors. Being part of SIMS and just seeing the contribution that we could make to help warriors find their purpose has been really a special experience for me. And not being a veteran, I care deeply about service and community, as evidenced in my role. And Warriors in Quiet Waters, just being able to serve the people that carry burdens that most of us never fully understand has been quite special for me.
Well, Diane, thanks for serving on the board of directors and bringing your leadership there as well. And thanks for all you and Sims did over the years to support our friends at Warriors in Quiet Waters as well. Great to have you on the show this morning. Greatly appreciate your time. Before we wrap up this hour of the show, just got a great message on the Montana Talks app. Virgil Sheridan with Sheridan's Barbecue just sent us a message. He says, I love your show and the fine folks at WQW. Sheridan's Barbecue would love to donate $100. Thank you, Virgil. Thank you for that message. Thank you for your donation. You can donate right now as well. Go to warriorsandquietwaters.org or give them a call, 585-9793, warriorsandquietwaters.org.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different. And not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.